The earthquake in Nepal was indiscriminate. It affected rich people as well as the poor. It also shook up the lives of young children living in an orphanage in the Mayamijan area of Kathmandu. The children's home is fully funded by people in the UK through a charity called Uncle that was founded by a reverend from Bolton. So I went to meet some of the 30 children who live there, including Dev, who runs the orphanage with his wife, Maya. So we've just arrived at the orphanage. It's a pale sort of lilac colour with a blue roof and a blue gate.
Namaste!
And the children are dressed in a beautiful uniform of light blue shirts, dark blue trousers and really smart looking dark blue and light blue ties. 14-year-old Arunathamma has lived here since she was five. She told me how frightened she felt on the day the earthquake shook their home.
Some were crying and some were praying to the God. And that time I feel very afraid.
And you guys slept outside, didn't you, opposite this house, so you stayed outside?
Yeah, when first time rain, I felt it is also scary because it's raining continuously.
How many of you are there all together?
We are all together 13.
So it's a big family then. And do you argue?
Sometimes.
But with the earthquake, was there any arguments then?
Yeah, just literally.
Dev has ran this orphanage for 9 years. He says since the earthquake, there have thankfully been more donations for the charity, which they've also used to help those less fortunate than themselves.
Yes, we received money from Uncle, and also we received some money from different friends, not from only orphanage. So we took lots of like rice, dal, oil, soap, blanket.
He also told me that after the disaster, many children from poor backgrounds were at risk.
After earthquake, there was lots of like children misusing, selling something like...
People were selling children, is that
selling
what you're saying?
Selling children, misusing. They are just giving false hope that they will give education, they will give shelter, and they just take away from parents and they just... losing the children.
It's difficult to hear that some people were using the devastation of the earthquake to take advantage of families by taking their children away from them under false pretenses. The children who live in this orphanage with Dev, Maya and their two children are very lucky in comparison. Not only have they survived one of the worst natural disasters to ever hit this country, they've also got a loving home. Walking through the building itself, you can see the cracks on the ceiling and the walls. Some have been patched up, and although it's fairly safe, Dev wants to build a new house that is earthquake-proof to stop his family of 32 children from ever feeling the way they did on the 25th of April.